He looked downfield, it was covered, and then he tried to force it to Kevin Harmon, and the kids from Notre Dame picked it off and went 6-10. But he's a smart kid. He's an accurate thrower. His arm is not the strongest, but he's got a group of receivers that really will go up and get the ball, and when they get their hands on it, they catch it. Harmon and Jacoby Myers and, Stephen Lewis. Are, you know, three really good receivers, and they make Finley a much better quarterback. No, I don't think he's elite, but I think what he does, he's very good at.
Visiting with Brett Friedlander. He writes for the North State Journal, NSJOnline.com. He is at BFriedACC on Twitter, an entertaining follow on pretty much any sports weekend, and certainly even with a wedding. Following for on a weekend like this. The other game in the Atlantic.
I may live tweet the wedding. You just never know.
Which would be entertaining in of itself. I'm looking forward to that as well. Syracuse and Florida State. Why in the world is the line going to Florida? Like, what reason would people have to pick Florida State to beat Syracuse in this game this weekend? What in the world are people thinking?
There are only two reasons why I would think Las Vegas would do that. Number one is the names on the jerseys. One of them is Florida State and one of them is Syracuse. You know, and just to the optics, it just feels like this should be an easy win for the Seminoles, okay? And number two is the fact that I thought, from watching Florida State last week against Boston College, that Florida State quit on Jimbo Fisher. I thought that second half was an embarrassing performance. And you figure that maybe Jimbo would appeal to the pride of his players, and the fact that they've been just getting hammered, probably even more so in Tallahassee than they have been nationally. They've been getting hammered for their effort. And, you know, maybe that pride factor that they have been shamed into really giving a good effort. Those are the only two things I can think of, because, to be honest with you, Florida State is not a good football team right now. And Syracuse is a team that's pretty darn good, and it's getting better. And Dino Babers is really, really helping his resume right now. And I'm not an odds maker. I'm not a better, because if I was, I'd be even more broke than I already am. But this just feels like a Syracuse win, outright. And I'm not sure exactly what the thinking behind the point spread is. But again, those guys win more than they lose, and a lot more than they lose. So they must know something, right?
Well, one would think so. Brett, as I'll call you our coastal correspondent, really our coastal expert. Give us your thoughts on Virginia Tech, Miami this weekend.
I think this is kind of a slam dunk as well. I think Miami has been doing it with smoke and mirrors for the last 3 weeks. I mean, they beat Florida State, a not real good Florida State that we've already established, on the next to last play of the game, last mm-hmm. minute of the game. And then they had to go down to the last play of the game to beat Georgia Tech in a game that Georgia Tech turned the ball over a bunch and should have put them away earlier. And then, they play a North Carolina team that whose best quarterback last week was a wide receiver throwing a ball out of option plays and begged the Tar Heels to beat them. I mean, UNC had the ball with 6 minutes to go with a chance to take the lead and fumbled it away. I mean, any team with a competent quarterback wins that game and wins it easy. It's just a matter of time. And Virginia Tech is a team that continues to get better. Josh Jackson is a freshman quarterback who's really starting to settle in now. Bud Foster's defense is Bud Foster's defense. And I think that they're going to really shut Miami down. And I think that that Virginia Tech will score enough. And the atmosphere, even though it's a huge game in Miami, I think will lend itself to Virginia Tech getting some momentum, because I don't think it's going to be a great atmosphere as opposed to what we're going to see in Raleigh. So I think Virginia Tech wins this game, establishes itself, and pretty much puts its stamp on the Coastal Division, and I don't think it's going to be close.
We spoke with Brian Edwards from VegasInsider.com yesterday, and he gives Clemson better odds than the field to win the ACC, and part of the reason is that the Coastal, it just looks like there's not a real good challenger for Clemson, particularly given your thoughts on Virginia Tech and the fact that I thought Virginia Tech played pretty well against Clemson at home earlier, and Clemson
really
ran away. Is it that simple that if Clemson beats NC State, or maybe the winner of the game has the considerable upper hand over anybody from the Coastal?
Clemson, yes. NC State because it hasn't been there before. And, you know, at some point it's going to find that NC, that hashtag NC State, you know, stuff, rear its ugly head, I guess. Although a lot of people here, you know, or back in Raleigh are predicting that that State will beat Clemson and then go up to Boston College and lay an egg. So, you know, we'll see. Listen, I still think Clemson is the class of the league, and I still think a healthy Kelly Bryant and they win the Syracuse game. Although they, you know, Syracuse caught lightning in a bottle, and it's going to be the same kind of atmosphere in Raleigh. But I still think they're the class of the ACC, and I still think they're the ACC's only chance of getting into the playoff. And we'll see what happens on Saturday. I do believe that this is the toughest test that Clemson is going to play until the playoff if they win on Saturday.
All right, one more for you, Brett. We didn't talk about Joel Berry punching a wall or something when he lost in video games last week. What the heck are we supposed to make of that situation, and how do the Tar Heels prospects look for November as he heals?
Well, first of all, this is our reminder that while these guys really do look and play like men, they're still 18 to 22-year-old kids. And 18 to 22-year-old kids do crazy things, especially when competition, you know, when you're competitive and you got video games and who knows, you know, what else might have been involved. But we won't go there. But, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I was shocked that Roy Williams had such a good humor about it at Operation Basketball. My guess is when he got the phone call, he wasn't in quite a laughing mood about how funny it was. Listen, it could be worse. This could have happened in March. It happened in, you know, late October, which means he's going to miss maybe the first 4 to 5 games of the year. And so I think it's going to create a setback. But here's the other thing. UNC has had to deal with this now in each of the last 3 years. 2 years ago, Marcus Paige broke his hand in practice on the basketball court, by the way. And Joel Berry got the opportunity to be the starting point guard and did it so well that they moved Paige over to shooting guard and had Berry be the stay in the starting lineup. Last year, Theo Pinson broke his foot before the season started, and it gave other guys, including Kenny Williams, an opportunity to get a little bit more playing time, and you know it just made the team better and deeper. And so, to be honest with you, this may end up being the best thing that can happen to UNC in the long run. The short run, maybe not, because what it's going to do is it's going to make Seventh Woods the starting point guard for at least the first 4 or 5 games of the year. And he's going to get a lot more court time and a lot more responsibility than he ever would have had Joel Berry been there taking up most of those minutes. And the other thing is Jaleek Felton, who's the backup, who's also, he's a combo guard, but he's going to be the backup point guard. He's going to get a lot more court time than he would normally. And so whether these guys play really well or whether they spit the bit and play poorly and UNC loses maybe a game or two that it shouldn't, I just think that UNC is going to end up being much better in the long run come February, March, and maybe April because of the extra reps that that Joel Berry's backups are going to get, especially Seventh Woods, who, you know, when he came in, he was supposed to be, he's a 5-star guy. And so, we'll see how good he is here in the next 4 or 5 games.
Maybe teach a little self-control in the process. Guys, this is why we this is why we have self-control. This is how we control ourselves. Brett Friedlander, join us, NSJOnline.com. Enjoy that wedding in Annapolis this weekend. Rest up, heal up, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
I will do that. Hey, the bride, we met her parents, my wife and I met her parents in childbirth class 31 years ago, so it's kind of a cool thing.
How about that? Definitely enjoy the weekend, man. That's special.
Definitely will. Thanks a lot, guys. You too.
Thanks so much. Brett Friedlander joining us here on Out of Bounds. That's great stuff.
I bet Brett's fun at weddings.
Great stuff. I bet he is, too.
I can see Brett hitting the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. All right. When we come back, we'll have Taj Boy with us. That'll be a lot of fun. We're at his foundation charity golf tournament here at Willow Creek Golf Club in Greer. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds, live on location on a Friday in just a moment.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Football is here and winter weather is not far behind. Get Old Man Winter ready by shopping Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, so they keep you warm even during a power failure. Choose from over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs with natural or propane gas. Shop and save at Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, for everything your heart desires.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the beast, only at MyBookie.
About. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators! Carolina Generators!
You have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
To secure an escape from reality.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I can show you.
Well, this is important news, live from Willow Creek Golf Club. Apparently, Fetty Wap has been arrested. Fetty Wap arrested for drag racing and DUI in New York. That's a big deal headline on a Friday morning. Fetty Wap, huh?
Is it?
Fetty. Name one Fetty Wap song. Do you know any Fetty songs?
Sadly, I do know a few. Sadly.
You know the actual title?
Is one called Again?
I don't know any
titles of rap songs because they're all like one weird
word.
They all
kind of sound the same a little bit.
They do a little bit.
I hate to group it like that, but... you know.
You know, I hate to go back in my day, but, you know, back in my day, hip-hop was better.
No. Back in my day.
It was better. We're here with Taj Boyd, if you didn't get the memo there.
What's up, you guys? What's up?
Man, we're doing great.
Kelly, what's happening with you?
We're doing great. Second time in 6 days I've been on the radio with you. That's what I'm talking about,
baby.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, Hall of Fame right here. What a great turnout. What a great weather day. What a great location for this. This is awesome.
Beautiful day.
Man, tell us.
Hall of Fame truck in the back looking like John Madden's bus.
Absolutely. What, like, tell us why we're here. What's the deal? What's going on today?
So you're here for the Taj Boyd Foundation. And
that's
it's
right.
Called that because I couldn't think of a better name. So.
Hey, that's people want to give to that. I'm serious. Yeah, like, we've already seen some donations here during the show today.
Nah, so, I mean, the biggest thing is, obviously, look, this state has meant so much to me as a person. Truly. I mean, I'm not from here originally, but now I'm from here. This is home for me, and I'm not going anywhere. So I had a bunch of people pour into my life, contribute to my success, contributed to my growth as a person. And one of them is Andy Sink back there, my marketing agent, but he's more one of my mentors as well as Bo Ivester down there. So these same people that have affected me in such a positive way, I want to do the same for the community, which is the big thing. So in a little bit, we'll have Blue come up here from the Phyllis Wheatley Center. And right now, that's where a lot of our proceeds are going, directly from the Taj Boyd Foundation to that. Earlier this year, we had a book bag drive. We gave out 650 book bags of school supplies. And the message behind that was, I just wanted these kids to start off to school the right way. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, you know, your mindset is everything. So a lot of these kids don't feel destined for success if they don't have all the things that they need. So we just wanted to give them a small token, tell them that we believe in them, that you're ready for the year, and that we want to prepare you for that. So that's what we're doing for that particular entity, putting together a summer program right now, almost like a career day, but all summer long. So a lot of kids tell me it's the same message. I want to be an NBA player. I want to be an NFL player. And I don't want to shoot their dreams down. I really don't. But I want them to be realistic, too. And I want them to understand that there's more to life than that, you know, because if that's your entirety, what happens when that's chopped from you? I've been there mentally myself. So it's one of those deals where, you know, these kids, I want them to see something that's attainable, something that they can see that in a person that they know that's around, and that it becomes real for them. So I'm excited for the progress of this foundation. Obviously, this is the first golf tournament we've had, first annual, so we're going to continue with this. Had Travis Blanks pop up in the building, Connor Shaw pop up. Unfortunately, all the celebrities are actually in the NFL right now playing, so
that's right.
Probably not a good time, but, you know, appreciate everybody showing up today.
So, Taj, explain, I think you kind of gave us the answer there, but why the Phyllis Wheatley Center, and maybe explain a little bit more of what that center does for the youth in the upstate.
Yeah, I think Bo popped up there with me and took me in. I think if you see it, you know, you'll kind of, it just kind of hits you. You know, we walked in there and it was the middle of the summer, 95 degrees. And it's just not in good shape right now. Mm-hmm. And this is home for a lot of kids. And obviously, the way that Greenville is expanding and moving, some of these kids kind of get lost in that space over there. So they don't necessarily have anything to call theirs, to call home. And we want to help them rebuild it, redo it, just make it something that's special to them, something that's special in their hearts that they can call home. So that's what we're trying to do right now. I think it's going to happen over the next couple of years or so, but you know, hopefully we get everything we need to contribute to from our side to the Phyllis Wheatley Center and push that to a new level.
Visiting with Taj Boyd. I want to bring him right now on the phone. John Hine, who I think is on the golf course right now, I'm pretty sure, and is on the board of the Taj Boyd Foundation. John, what's up, man?
Quack, I just wanted to let everybody know we're 6 under through 5. So we got this in the bag.
Now is this one of those like buy mulligans, buy birdies, buy four shots? Is that what this is?
We have used about 20 mulligans so far. But no, we're having a great time out here, man.
Awesome.
I'm glad you guys are talking to Taj. Love it. We love supporting his organization. And just thanks so much for what y'all are doing.
Well, thank you, John. And before we let you go, because Taj, you know, Taj's not going to brag on himself too much. But
John's that man, too, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to let him talk about how he's that man. Because I like you're here. You're a big part of this, right, John? Like, what does it mean to be such a big part of this day?
Well, it was very stressful. This is the first golf tournament I've ever helped put on. But Andy, you know, and Lisa and everybody on the board, Bo and Alan Lyles, and Ashley's out here too. You know, we all worked very hard to get this going, and you know, hopefully we can raise some money. We're going to have a silent auction later. Make sure everybody, you know, logs onto the website and donates some money. But you know, without Taj, without him going and talking to these kids, you know, it wouldn't be possible. So you know, we're just here to be a vehicle to help propel that forward, and you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to work beside him.
Well, thanks very much. And John, continue to use mulligans, you know, as at your leisure, I guess, and continue to hit them relatively straight out there.
Well, Jason Evans just missed his putt, so we might par this hole.
sorry about that tragedy. Birdie's on the next one. How about that?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. We appreciate it. You know, getting guys like that on your foundation, like that's so helpful, right?
Absolutely. I mean, these guys are all in, and they're not getting paid for it. This is something that they voluntarily do. So to have guys that's committed like that, that want to make a difference, that want to contribute to something special, like I thank them for that truly. So
Eric McLean said on Walt's show earlier this week that NC State was the toughest environment he ever played in. Clemson's going to NC State.
Yeah. I would agree if it was,
you think
it was,
if it was
7 o'clock.
If it was 7 o'clock, but 3:30 changes it?
3:30 changes it. I mean, it doesn't have that same lore with it, you know. It's because it's so like gray, you know. You go in there sometimes. So the deal with it is I think that, what was it, 2011. All right, so that was after we went 8-0, lost to Georgia Tech. Then we played NC State like the next week or something like that. And they're always a competitive team. There's not guys out there that's just like dogs all over the field, but they got good players. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, especially that particular year, we were down 18 points a few games that year, right? Maryland, Sammy had to kick our return.
We remember.
Like the whole thing. The whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where you felt invincible as a program. Like, okay, well, if we're down 14, that's no big deal. We can just bounce back. Doesn't always happen like that. You never want to put yourself in that situation, especially when you're away. And the crowd was in it. You know, at the time, who was the coach? Military.
It was Tom O'Brien. Yeah.
And, you know, he's one of those just rah-rah guys. Got his guys fired up over there, man. So, I mean, you can't put yourself in a situation like that, not against a team like that. I think that the difference with this one as opposed to any other game is that we know who NC State is. They're a good football program. It's not like they're going to sneak up on you and just pop up and surprise you. They got good players, got a great quarterback who can sling the ball all over the field. He doesn't get enough credit. Got a solid D-line. You know, so they got guys out there, but the biggest thing is just starting off on the right foot and just trying to get as much momentum as early as possible.
I'm glad you bring up the quarterbacks. We were talking about Ryan Finley earlier. I'm not completely sold, but yes, he's a very good program guy for NC State. But what? I want to ask you about Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
Because you've been an outspoken, I mean, since last spring, you were very outspoken about your support for Kelly. And I think rightfully so, because you know how hard it is to play the position. But give me kind of your analysis of Kelly Bryant's season so far.
Well, honestly, the biggest surprise for me has been, I don't think people appreciate his deep ball enough. I know I didn't personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there watching him in the warm-ups last week, and, you know, it's raining and it's pouring and he's throwing strikes. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, you know, obviously you got to have big hands to be able to do that. But his release is unorthodox, mm-hmm. which I think, you know, gets in people's heads and like, oh, he must not be able to throw the football that well. Kid can throw the football. And it's underappreciated. Obviously, him being able to run and him being mobile is his greatest asset. But don't get it wrong, he can play. So it's one of those things, like, it's just a 1-2 punch with him. His leadership is unmatched at this point. I mean, guys believe in him. They trust in him. You could win a national championship with Kelly Bryant for sure.
Everybody has a different, I guess, philosophy. Everybody has different situations they're comfortable. It seems like Kelly is just in his element on the road. Do you sense that? Do you see that with him?
You know, I've actually never seen him to the point where he was rattled. You know, I haven't seen him one time this season, personally. I mean, he's unfazed. He always smiles. You know, he gets up, giving thumbs up, passes guys on the back. I mean, that's special characteristics. Again, that's something that you can't coach. You can coach a lot of different things, but characteristics like that, the mentality that he brings to the organization. I mean, essentially, I look at every player as a direct extension of their coach, which is why I think Brandon Streeter's one of the best quarterback whispers in college football, period. Mm-hmm. You saw what he did with Cole Stout when he came in against Oklahoma. You saw how he was able to work with Deshaun over the course of his final couple seasons. And you see what he's doing with Kelly Bryant. I mean, he's just able, since he played the position, since he's been in that environment, he's able to talk to these guys in a way and help them understand it to the point where they don't feel like they're in the dark in any point of the game. I mean, I sat there and watched him go through meetings one day. And, I mean, any potential hot throw, any potential blitz that they can see coming, they're prepared for it. There's no questions asked when they step on that field. So when they're prepared, I mean, you can't beat those guys.
Taj, I love asking you quarterback questions. I could pick your brain about quarterbacks all day. So I have a few, but I'll just ask one that I can think of. Give me, we gave our top 10 quarterbacks in the country the other day.
Yeah.
Give me your top 3 quarterbacks in the country.
Top 3?
Yeah.
Just off the top of the dome,
what you've seen.
You know what? I like Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
I really do. I probably put him one, wow. Honestly.
He's taking some flack because his team really hasn't been that good.
Yeah, and he might get a little bit more credit because Jim Morris is coach, too. You know how that goes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Same thing with Blake Bortles, with George O'Leary, mm-hmm. The pro-style system, whatever. But he can throw the football. Yeah. He can do everything else in the play as well. I'm trying to think, man.
What do you think of the Baker Mayfield, Mason Rudolph duo, those guys?
I don't think Baker Mayfield's the NFL quarterback, mm-hmm. personally. Mason Rudolph... Now that you bring that name up, he's by far the best quarterback in college football.
That's what I'm saying. My guy right there.
I didn't even think of it off the top, but the
that's
kid is special to me. 6'5", handsome, look like the face of an organization in the NFL, can throw the ball all over the field. He's from South Carolina, so I don't know how he missed on that. But, I mean, the guy can play some football. So him, Baker Mayfield is a great competitor. And he's probably the best competitor in college football. I mean, yeah. The guys, he rallies the guys. He's one of the frat stars out there. He's one of those guys, you know, so... They love him. That doesn't necessarily translate, though. So, NFL-ready quarterbacks for Mason Rudolph, Josh Rosen. Sam Darnold's going to be that next year. I wanted to try and knock him as much as I could. The only thing you can really say is he throws interceptions.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Clemson knows a little bit about a quarterback who throws some interceptions, right?
But
we saw that last year.
That's not always a precursor of what's going to happen at the next level.
Right.
Look at Jameis Winston, you can look at Deshaun. So, who else? I do like Finley.
What about Lamar Jackson?
See, it's so fascinating, the perspective. Because we did a lot on stats and a lot on the college level. Yeah. Taj is already, he's projecting town. So he's taking his town projection.
I mean, no one better to ask.
The lists are different.
Lamar Jackson is a quarterback, first and foremost. Now, he has to end up in the right system. But the way the ball pops off his wrist, I mean, it's effortless. I mean, he can throw a seam. Now, he doesn't have a lot of touch on the football. He really doesn't. That's something that he's going to have to develop. But as far as just straight line, throwing it, I seen Mike Vick throw a comeback 40 yards off his back foot, and it was absurd. Lamar Jackson can really make those type of throws because it's just something about his release. You know, you look at, and we'll talk, since we're talking pure releases and quarterbacks, I remember watching, and I got excited about Hunter Johnson this spring. I seen him throw a seam at practice. A seam, if you don't know what it is pretty much a vertical route downfield, but it's on a frozen rope, mm-hmm. right? And I seen him throw it, and it was just beautiful. It was a Chris Leak spiral. And I drooled a little bit. And I was
That's
like,
a
oh,
good spiral, God. By the way. Chris Leak.
Chris Leak threw the pretty
football. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He said he drooled a little bit watching Hunter Johnson throw the ball.
I said, and that's the thing. Every quarterback on that roster has something special to him. I mean, Zerick, I mean, he can throw the ball 75 yards effortless. The thing that comes into play is confidence and everything else of that nature. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand, that practice doesn't necessarily replicate the game. You know, game reps are so much different than practice. I mean, obviously you can try to prepare for it with crowd noise and everything else of that nature. Some guys mature faster than others. I truly believe that. But then we forget about the other guys in the mix, the Chase Bryce of the world. I mean, he's won a couple state championships at the highest level ball in Georgia. You know, we got Tucker out there. You got Trevor Lawrence coming in and I wanted to be like, you know, he might not be that good. And then I actually watched him. I was like, he's
right.
that good.
he's that good.
Yeah, he's that good. So that I've been excited about Mike Rozier over in Miami. I mean, it's been good for the ACC and the way these quarterbacks have been playing. What's my guy over at Virginia Tech? Josh Jackson. I mean,
yeah.
He's a baller, you know. So I don't think that old boy from last year would have beat him out this year, personally.
I like Jackson.
Georgia Tech arguably had their best quarterback since Josh Nesbitt. You know, obviously, you know, I talked to Coach Swinney before the game, and he was like, well, glad it's raining a little bit. He's like, you know, it rains on this side of the field, too.
Yeah, but, that's right.
You know, so, I don't know, man. It's a good time for sports.
Okay, I got to ask one more question, Taj.
Yeah, one more. Yeah, we got time for one more.
Initial thoughts. You don't have to say anything too crazy, yep. But give me kind of a little explanation and initial thoughts on Florida State and the current state of that program and kind of what's happened there.
Okay, so I mentor a lot of quarterbacks in college football. Some of the guys are younger. I got a kid, Snoop, which is why I brought it up last week.
Yeah.
So some of these guys got a close spot in my heart. James Blackman is one of them, too.
Right.
And James Blackman is getting a lot of flack right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Florida State. And I told him that early in the year. I said, look, man, like at the end of the day, you're playing quarterback for Florida State. This isn't, you know, West Canaan Coyotes, you know. Shout out to Varsity Blue.
That was a great reference.
So he's going to be really good, man. But people, they're not patient. And especially not with a program like that who's been expected and has succeeded and performed at the top and highest level over the last 5-6 years, you know. So if you watch him, I mean, he can play. I mean, he's starting to get more feel of the game. He can throw the deep ball. He can rip it. Decision-making is still a lot questionable right now. I mean, just bad time to throw picks sometimes. And I'm excited about his upside. Now, obviously, I think he still has to gain some weight as well. But the whole morale of that team was lost against Alabama when Francois got hurt, period.
Yeah.
You can blame Blackman. You can blame Fisher Jimbo over there. But he lost the program after that game right there. And it's much like, you know the saying, don't let one loss beat you twice. That's happened to him every game this year.
Yeah, so, and it started beat with him like first five time. Times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Wake Forest should have won that game. So, you know, it's rough, man. But I tell you what, I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Man, Taj, we appreciate it. We got a lot of other interviews coming up in just a little bit, too. Live from Willow Creek Golf Club in Greer.
One of these guys right here. You know what? Since Connor's sitting right here, I know we don't like Carolina that much, right? But since I am a quarterback and since I'm a big fan of the quarterback play, there's only so many quarterbacks that I respected. A lot of guys can throw the football. That doesn't faze me. What I want to see is the competitive nature of a guy, which is why Tim Tebow will always be one of my favorites, point blank, because he has a will to win. Connor was very similar. You know, when I stepped on the field and played against him, I knew it was going to be a game because not like most quarterbacks that I won't name, very similar sizes and things of that nature. And it's 3rd and 3, they'll step out of bounds because it's about them.
Right.
But when Connor stepped on the field and it was 3rd and 3, he was going to lower that shoulder and get that first because it was about the team. Anytime you feel like you're bigger than the program, I have a problem with that. And I never saw that with him, and I don't see that for my guys at Clemson right now. So,
very good. Taj Boyd, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. We'll be back for more live from the Taj Boyd Foundation Charity Golf Tournament in just a moment.
The Clemson Tigers Network. The Clemson Tigers are on the road this Saturday.
Let's go!
Join the Clemson Tigers Network as we invade Carter-Finley Stadium to take on NC State. It was a hard-fought battle last year, but the Tigers came out on top. The Wolfpack have a chip on their shoulder, and it's going to take the Tigers to knock it off. Tigers football this Saturday on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar. Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly live Monday at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 12 until 3. Get the best in post-game analysis as only Kwok and Kelly can deliver Monday live from 12 until 3 at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
I built this business, watched it grow, seen my internet bill from AT&T kept growing too. Then I heard Spectrum Business would help buy out my contract. That's different.
That's because with Spectrum Business, you don't have to sign a contract to get our best price. 100 meg internet for just $44.99 a month when bundled. Call 888-845-8349.
Glad I switched. Now I'm paying a lot less and getting better internet and phone service.
And with Spectrum Business Voice, you get unlimited calling for only $29.99 a month. No taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. So don't get stuck paying for overpriced service. Spectrum Business will buy out your contract so you can save with 100 meg internet for only $44.99 a month when bundled with voice for $29.99 a month. No taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. Call 888-845-8349. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gearing up for an autumn escape? Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires and get a Visa prepaid card up to $70. Choose from Yokohama's all-new rugged Geolander MTG003, the reliable all-season Geolander HTG056, and many more. So hurry in to Pendleton Tire today, because your chance to escape with incredible savings ends soon. Visit YokohamaTire.com for complete terms and conditions of the mail-in rebate.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's auction time again. Saturday, November 4th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere that you have a connection. That's Saturday, November 4th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive, because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise, because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Impress your guests this holiday season with Extreme Clean Light New Carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res, because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned and sanitized for only $129. Book now before they fill up for the holidays. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment with Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Turn down for what?
All right, back here at Willow Creek Golf Club. Hour 2 continues. Out of Bounds, William Kwok and Miss Kelly Gramlich here on a beautiful Friday in the Upstate. And we're joined now by former South Carolina quarterback. We do not have former South Carolina anything on the show, on the station, whatever. So this is quite the treat. Connor Shaw is with us.
Well, what's up, man? Glad to be the first then.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate it. We were just kind of chatting. You know, I'm a Colts fan. You spent some time in Indy this week.
I sure did.
How's that process going for you?
Yeah, so they worked out 4 other quarterbacks, and it was a good process. It was my second workout. I worked out with Houston and now Indianapolis, so you know, we'll see if they make a move here soon, but I felt, you know, pretty pleased with my workout, and we'll just see where it goes from here.
You've been on rosters as a backup, and you've been in these workouts. Well, what is that like for you to kind of bounce a little bit and to just be sort of in the system but not really latched to one place?
Yeah, it's kind of a gray area. You know, something I haven't been a part of yet. So you just kind of learn as you go. You stay mentally sharp and continue to train and just wait for a phone call. But, you know, just be ready when your name is called.
So you're out here for Taj's first annual charity golf tournament. I think some people might know the backstory, but obviously you and Taj, bitter rivals on the field, but you guys seem like bros off the field. How did that happen?
I'm a big fan of Taj ever since, you know, we've competed against each other on the field, but I've always been a big fan of what he stands for on and off the field, and he's made a huge impact in the community and inspired myself as well. So, you know, when he called to see if, you know, what my schedule looked like today, I jumped on board, and it's a privilege to be out here.
I noticed you definitely gravitated, or maybe it's the other way around, to the garnet and black out here. Yeah. There's a handful of those.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see some fellow Gamecocks out here, which kind of made it easier on me.
He's wearing neutral colors.
That's
today,
right. I love it
on purpose. You know, I didn't want to come out here ripping my Gamecocks too much, but no, it's been fun. Good group of guys.
Is there a lot of ribbing between you and Taj? Since obviously, like you had the upper hand in many of those head to heads.
Well, Taj had a wonderful career, obviously, and set, you know, numerous records that I don't think will be broken anytime soon. But no, it's actually was always fun playing Clemson because of the relationships that you had. Like, you know, there were several guys, you know, even Deshaun's from, you know, my high school rivals in high school and then came to Clemson rivals in college. So, you know, it was weird when I got the call to Houston, you know, maybe we could finally be on the same team. But no, it's always fun. It was fun competing with Taj and Clemson, and it's fun, you know, off the field as well.
So it sounds like there's not too much bad blood, right?
No,
how you feel about Clemson. And you live in Traveler's Rest now.
I sure do.
Which is pretty cool.
This is pretty much, I live in Tiger territory.
Yeah, so let me ask it this way. Was there any part of you that was somewhat happy to see Clemson win the national title?
I pulled for Clemson.
Really?
I sure did. And I think the Gamecocks are going to jump me for that, but I sure did. You know, I'm a huge fan of Coach Sweeney and what he stands for as well. And I think they set the standard in a lot of things. On the flip side, I love what my Gamecocks are doing. I love what Coach Muschamp has brought to the program and the buzz. And, you know, I think Jake Bentley's going to be a heck of a player. You know, he is already. But, you know, I like where we're moving forward. And, yeah, it's been exciting.
That's how it should be. Can't we just all get along?
I love it. Let's all hold hands.
Well, with that being said, I hope my Gamecocks are going to stomp on them here in November.
But, visiting with Connor Shaw, former South Carolina quarterback here at the first annual Taj Boyd Foundation Charity Golf Tournament. How close are you to the South Carolina program now? Like, do you and Jake have a relationship, or do you kind of keep your distance there?
It's kind of been hard to get involved, you know, the past few years. You know, obviously I have, you know, my football season going on. So this is kind of the first year where I've kind of stepped in a little bit. But I have a good relationship with Kurt Roper, their offense coordinator. He was with me in Cleveland. And, you know, I don't know Jake too well, but we've had some talks here and there. And, you know, I hope moving forward, maybe after this year and the next couple of years, to get more involved.
I don't know that I've ever gotten to ask someone this question. I like the Spurrier impression I did a couple days ago was pretty good. I'm not gonna do it for Connor because
are you serious?
Like I'm a little embarrassed that it might not be as good. But what was it like being coached as a quarterback by Steve Spurrier?
Yeah, well, I grew up a huge Spurrier fan. I mean, I was a Florida fan because of him, and it was a once in a lifetime opportunity to play for him. And you know, I could write a book on the stories that you know, happened in my 4 years of playing for him. But it was awesome, you know, playing for someone that you idolized growing up, and then, you know, for the comments that he made about my career after I graduated meant the world to me. Something I'll cherish for a lifetime.
Awesome. Connor Shaw, join us right now. Is there any, like the locker rooms you've been in or the places you've been, any your favorite place in the NFL?
Oh, boy. Well, I think playing at Seattle, playing at Kansas City was probably the two closest environments to, you know, the top tier programs in the SEC. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's fun. Bouncing around, my start against Baltimore my rookie year, that was a heck of an environment. And yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been a blessing the past few years.
Thoughts on this weekend, South Carolina at Georgia? Could be a big upset?
Yeah, we'll see. It's in Athens, which is always a tough place to play. But I think South Carolina's peaking at the right time, and obviously it's going to be a tough challenge with Georgia taking over number one in the country now. So it should be a fun matchup to watch.
Are you surprised at all that given where Coach Muschamp, like, took over the program and kind of the talent buildup, that they've gotten to bowl eligibility this year this quickly, and now they kind of can, I mean, not coast, but you don't have to worry about that through the last month
of
the year.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you ask them, I think their mentality has completely changed from, you know, past couple of years where they expect to win week to week. And I think that's the mindset that you have to be successful. And you just take it week by week and, you know, give it your best shot and see where the chips fall.
How's your golf game?
It's improved drastically in the past few years. You know, now I've got some time to play a little bit more in the past few weeks. I'm playing solid. My group's a little bit better, so you know I may be hurting their back a little bit, but it's fun to it's fun to get out here and play.
Awesome. Connor Shaw, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, yeah. I want to get one phone call. John from Williamson has been hanging on like this whole hour. And so we're going to try to get him out. We want to talk to Taj, and Taj had to go. And now, for some reason, my phone system won't work. Here we go. John from Williamson is up with us. We're here with Connor Shaw. What's up, John?
What's up, man?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I got a Taj boy story to share with you guys.
All right.
First of all, I told my old lady, I said, if I ever have a chance to meet him, I'm going to tell him in person, but I understand he had to go. My wife went into labor with my daughter January the 3rd, which was Friday night, about 7 o'clock. And Clemson had to play that Saturday, you know. And they busted LSU, man, and he kept getting up, and he kept getting up no matter what they threw at him. And it kind of gave my old lady motivation to push, but I made her hold on until after the game was over. And I always told him that every year on her birthday, that I would think about him and what he went through. Even though I'm a South Carolina fan, me and Todd's boy will always have a connection. Yeah.
And, that was a heck of a game,
hero, dude.
I appreciate that, man.
All right, John, John will.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said, Connor Shaw's my hero, dude. Like, you always
appreciate that, John.
You and the East Coast, bro. Yep.
Means a lot, man.
There you go.
Did you name your baby Connor?
No, he's not Connor. She's even.
Oh, okay.
He's a sweetheart.
Okay.
John, we appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Yep.
All right, thank you. How about that? Get the motivation to push. How about that?
That's incredible.
Whatever works.
Whatever
gets the job done, right?
What a great story. Do you have? We got about 30 seconds left in this segment. Do you have any like one memory that sticks out from your time in college or the NFL as a player that just in front of your mind?
Yeah. So after I graduated, it was actually after senior night. You know, Coach Spurrier came up to me and he gave me just a little piece of paper, and it was a referee card of my first start against Kentucky at home, and it just kind of told me that you know, he believed in me when he made the call to put me as a starter. And you know, out of all the accomplishments or, you know, accolades, trophies or whatever, I think that is what I hold most dear to my heart, because it, you know, it just affirmed that, you know, Coach Spurrier thought I was going to be something, and for someone, like I said, to look so much up to Coach Spurrier, it meant a lot to me. So I think
awesome.
That's the thing that sticks out the most.
Very cool. Hour 3 is coming up next.